It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Lashana. Good evening, Lashana.
Good evening, Barbados, and good evening, Ollie. Welcome to another exciting episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your host, Lashana Griffith. And today we're going to be talking about what happened last night at Cupid's launch, which took place at the Frank Collamer Hall. It was an unforgettable night filled with incredible spoken word performances and from some of the best poets in Barbados. If you were there, you already know how powerful the evening was. But for those who missed it, don't worry, we're here to recap the highlights. If you were there last night, give us a call at 434-1790 and share your thoughts on how that show was. We also are going to be talking a bit about the BIM Got Talent Season 5 Sing-Off Competition that they're having in Oyston's Bay Garden on the 26th of October, and they're going to have some live performances in that, live performances happening there as well. And the BIM Got Talent Season 5 Sing-Off Competition is something that's been spearheaded by Suggy Dan, who is the co-host here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. So Ollie, let's talk about last night. Last night, Stone with Cupid, who we must say congratulations to as he just graduated a few hours ago from the University of the West Indies with his Master's of Arts in Creative Arts with distinction. So we're very, very, very proud of him. But last night, persons got to see gold award winning work from Stone with Cupid. The show started with him and two award-winning dancers, Danny Cole Martindale and Salim Small. And that vibe and that atmosphere, you know, you have him doing his piece Ancestral Calling and having the rhythm and having the dancing. I think the show just started and ended on such a high note. And then going from there into his piece, They call them Poet, which was inspired by DJ Simmons. It was beyond amazing, the show that happened last night. And after that, we went into Negus Knotts. Now, Negus Knotts, he performed one of Akeem's first ever silver award-winning work. So there was interpretations as well at the show where artists perform other artists' work. So Negus Knotts did an exceptional performance of the piece Boys Will Be Boys, which was written by Stone with Cupid in 2016, and it would have won his first silver medal. That was followed by the Poetry Barbados Busta Rhymes champion Malachi Hope, who performed the piece There Was a Boy, and I believe this piece is also entered in the National Independence Festival of Creative Arts for this year as well. Then we had the sweet singing Ayana John, and she sang Guns and Roses, and she was in exceptional voice last night. And we saw persons in the audience singing along and dancing along as she was performing. And then that was followed by Ray, who just performed his piece Enigma, and that piece won Most Original last week at the Spirit of the Nation Parish Talent Show. So when I tell you it was a show that persons came out, they supported, they were dressed very nicely. I'm glad that all of you guys took my heed and dressed nicely, and they looked so beautiful last night.
Sounds good, Lashana. Sounds good. Sounds like a packed lineup.
Mm-hmm. It was a packed lineup. And I think what else made it interesting is that it wasn't only just Barbadian poets that were there. We also had the Antiguan poet Prophet, and he did a beautiful piece called I'm Not Made in My Maker's Image. And he was accompanied on stage by a guitarist and a dancer. And it was a big spectacle because he had a mask and the mask came off, and then there was the dancing, and it was just so beautiful. I think one of the highlights of last night was how beautiful the performances was, and it gave way to so many photographic moments, but also you got to see award-winning work as well. Okay, and we have Sluggy Dan on the line. Sluggy Dan, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, good evening, Long Deer. Salutes to everyone that tune in to Bearden Rhythm and Rhyme. Salutes to every single person at Barbers that continues to trust on this plug and work with me. They had rehearsal today for my sing-off, my youngsters holding a sing-off showcase on October 26th from 7 p.m. All Saints Beer Garden. They want to encourage all the Barbados to come out October 26th. October 26th, All Saints Beer Garden. I want everyone to come out and support. I was here in Newark Coverly to have a celebrity basketball game to raise funds for Frozen and Store One, Zenwalk Charity. Salute to the Zenwalk Charity, which is a new charity. Mikey and Zen and Chef Craig and Barca CEO, Patrick Salt Bellamy. All of those people were a part of the celebrity basketball game. Chef Craig team won, so salute to Chef Craig team, was also a part of that. After rehearsal this morning, and I'm now going to judge the karaoke finals, the BLP karaoke finals. Going to judge that big competition tonight at Foundation School. So, LaShawna, I'm extremely thankful to be busy. You know, you and I spoke years mm-hmm. before this. You know, I used to talk to you all the time, and you used to always want to be busy. You used to pray for it. So, now we're coming and complaining.
It's
you know what I mean? I'm extremely, extremely thankful. Better to all, but I feel good. I will have it no other way. Like, you know what I mean? I would do 10 more things. Watch is helping the community. Because everything I did today, everything we're doing the whole entire weekend is helping the community. So let's go salute for our betters. And yes, we got some prizes given away next week. Started on the Shauna at Oystein. First mm-hmm. place, $1,500. Second place, $1,000. Third place, $750. Fourth place, $500. Fifth place, $350, and everyone in the finals who did not play can still get an honorarium of $250, $250. So salutes to everyone that support bigger the National Peace Program. Salutes to the Ministry of Youth and salute to the NCF and everyone that support from the beginning. And they want Barbados to come out and support too. If you want to support the youth venture that is on October 26th, when you can WhatsApp me tonight or call me 236-3534 and donate some cash or prizes, and we make these children feel as good as possible. LaShawna, talk to me.
Yes.
How is everything today?
Everything is going well. I give thanks. Well, you know, today was...
You still in Barbados?
I am still in Barbados. I will leave the island. You know, my birthday is on Friday, so I'll be...
Of course.
Yeah. Celebrating my bigger birthday last year. But yeah, I am thankful for everything. You know, last night I was talking about the show. The show went exceedingly well. And we just want to thank all of those persons who came out to support that show last night, which was an amazing production. Yes. We must thank VOB for giving us the space to allow poets to have the avenues, you know, to share their work as well. Definitely, right. we have to thank you guys as yourself, you know, Ollie and Ronnie. We really, really, really thank you from the bottom of our hearts. But
yeah.
I'm looking at this lineup and I'm seeing some faces that I know on this BIM Got Talent Season 5 Sing-Off competition. I'm seeing King K. He would have so just won.
Season 5,
yeah.
You can believe it's Season 5?
I can't believe it's Season 5, but now that I think about it, it makes sense, you know. But it's the fifth year.
I was home. I was like, I can tell Barbara this, right? I probably talk about it now, but not in detail. I was home. They know how to start, and literally know anytime, even though you could go by me, you know, see a million young people at all times. So tell them, LaShawna, I don't know what these young people for me about, so I don't know why they love me, so but I want to do something, don't care how small, I know to start. I didn't start BIM Got Talent yet. BIM Got Talent is a creative page, and we had 600 people. I called LaShawna I met in person, lots of times, and she write everything for me. She do all the proposals. LaShawna did all the budgets before we even think about being on radio. She did all the budgets. She tell me who I can ask, what to say, how to say, make sure you're sending it there. They sort of do the proposals. She do every single thing for me, and that's how we start my thing off, and that is how we start BIM Got Talent. Before we even went away, LaShawna could confirm, before we went away anywhere, before anybody called me, before we do anything. And after that, the same year that LaShawna started we off with Right PR Services, we won the best open mic of the year. probably yep. going on awards, which was surprising because they had a person like Mahalia, who everybody know, I love Mahalia. You know, she's a superstar to me. Mahalia's Corner, which we all know, LaShawna is a big thing. It's one of the premier events, and we was up against them and Ray Minute and so on. But and that was our first thing off, first open mic, and we won open mic of the year. Still can't believe it, but it did indeed happen. Then after that, Republic Bank had something, and for the same thing off, LaShawna started off with, we won Be The One Champion, the number one community program. And then One Yard Caribbean from Trinidad went to 17 different Caribbean islands. I was just choosing 4 people out of all the islands, and Bim got talent and myself, we win One Yard Caribbean the same year. So it got salute, because these often things forget that right, and PR services is your profession. Mm. And because you'd be on the radio and it's available, LaShawna, we keep forgetting it. But it was right, PR services that started, and that same year, all those teams, we could go on Google, Be The One Champion, Kevin Watson, Bim Got Talent. One could go on Google, Going On The Wars, Bim Got Talent. One could go on Google, One Yard Caribbean, all these things is fast. And that's from LaShawna starting off with right PR services. So LaShawna got plugged, you and they got big up, right PR services. And I can't believe that this is 5 years we've been doing it already. It took me from 600 people to 13,000 people, and went from 6,000 views to now Bim Got Talent monthly again, 600,000 views, and on TikTok, 300,000. So that's crazy for the profile. So I want to salute you from the bottom of my heart. I got to really thank you. And it's been 5 amazing years.
Yeah. And it's been great to see the development of it from, you know, just being an online competition when persons entered with their phones in COVID. And then, you know, persons entered with their phone and we had to look at the content like, record this again. And look the way that we want it to look for Instagram, you know, to seeing now, you know, you're having an event in Oysters. But when I look at this lineup as well of who is performing live, I'm seeing King K, him and his mom would have just won Spirit of the Nation Parish Talent Finals for the Parish of Christ Church. Woo-hoo! You know, and I'm seeing here Mr. Showman, who is the Soca champion for Junior Monarch. I'm seeing them there.
All the starter will be LaShawna. And we got also note that the training that started will be not that winning is everything. Not that you have to win to be something. But the facts are the training that started out with us, that the all from season one won everything. All the junior monarchs they had so far, except the last two, which is the Kara. But all the one before, with Shantae, with his Ahanjia. People do good like King K, and then Sky entered with her sisters. You have to remember Sisters of Harmony, Sky come on win in talent. So every single thing that had youngsters from Bingo Talent won every single thing. Not that winning is everything, but at least that's something that we can come and say before a doubt and be extremely proud of. So that's saying that it feels real, real good goal.
Yeah, but what can people expect when they come out on Saturday the 26th? I am sad that I can't be here in person, but send me all the pictures so that I can enjoy. But what can Bajans expect? Is this event free of cost?
Yeah, the event is free. It's in Oysters Beer Garden. The event is absolutely free. But I do want Bajans to support if you want doing anything. You can do that. We got 10 young people. And then they got 5 young DJs, and then they got 4 young performers after. They got Mr. Deal and persons like that who are going to be judges. So salute to them, Mikey. Mikey agreed to be a judge. Mr. Deal agreed to be a judge. Donella agreed to be a judge. So you got good qualified judges. And you got Ronnie Silver, guest performers. They got people like Trinity Clark passing through as well. Mm-hmm. But the quality of the competition, I want to know, to be honest, a little too honest. So if they got 10 youngsters, at least 6 of them sound extremely good and at the same level. And it's the good in me, like real, real good, which is a great thing to have, which is saying that I feel good about that. I ain't got no fillers. You know what I mean? I ain't got no fillers. I ain't got no seat fillers. These them sound really good, and then two of them got the potential to be really, really great once I bring it. I feel good about this year because, for me, I don't care about the competition aspect. It's just that in Barbados, most of the time, support is mainly come for competitions. But you all know, you can be always doing this on radio, or they get in trouble for it the year before. Nobody tell me that last about year before. The year before that, got cursed a lot, chastised, people not sponsored because of what he's saying. But I can always say, I don't care about competition. But in Barbados, that's what get the most support. If you're going to see who in the competition, all saying, people going to rush to sponsor and support you. But I know for whatever reason, for me, LaShawn, you know, I care about development. I prefer children to go in a series of development programs, whether it's learning how to write with you, whether it's learning STF crash, whether it's craft, whether it's Cupid showing them how to market and promote themselves, how to push the brand, whether it's you giving them PR lessons, how to do public speaking, how to write proposals, how to write letters, how to write letters for sponsorship. All these things is what we care about. Is what we care about wholeheartedly competition. I cares nothing about, but that's Barbados. You know what I mean? Picking the crop or whatever competition they got, they always be bigger than every single thing. So that's what God do. And they just let Barbados know you do it because you have to. But the development aspect is what we really care about. You know, children training hard for months with Lisa Griffith and myself and Alicia Payne Hurley, who's all professionals in their own work. Lisa Payne Hurley's like the dance officer from the NCS, you know, who do great work. Lisa Griffith, for me, this is just my opinion, but then also my professional opinion, comic qualifications and voice. It was probably the best band in the world, the police band. Of my professional opinion, Lisa Griffith is one of the best singers ever here. And she worked with us as well. You know, obviously, everybody know management and Randy Eastman. He's always a McCarnell who Randy goes about saying, you know, masters in education and music, you know, bachelor's in management, plus over 20-something years in the business as a professional. So all these persons I work with, I work with the young people. So that's what we care about more than the competition. And if we could get support, they always get support for competitions. I will always do it. You know what I mean? I will always do it. If somebody come and holler, like, you owe $50,000, you ain't gonna do no competition. Just do your 12-week program. LaShawn, it will just do peer training and development, and I ain't hold a showcase and pay everybody real good. Nobody ain't gonna fight or compete for the money. Yeah. But in Barbados, we ain't there yet. You know, we ain't there yet. That's what I appreciate what Poetry Barbados doing. You know what I mean? Of course, I had the Poetry Slam and so on. Yeah. Really, like, you cool, showcases all the time. I showcase everybody in their own individual right. So that nobody going to come up and cut nobody's throat or sing about nobody. LaShawna foot big, or LaShawna hair picky. We ain't going to sing that. So that's very right. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But I don't see that should be all.
Yeah,
you get me.
So I mean, now really, they can't really comment on my hair because you know I got no hair, so they're gonna comment on my scalp. But speaking of competition, the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contest is tonight. I know that I got a little sneak peek. I got a little sneak peek because I went and I was there with the lovely Zoe Sunshine, who is in the Over 21 competition. And you know, she's an executive member of Poetry Barbados. So I want to encourage you guys to go up to the Derrick Smith School and Vocational Center in Jackman, St. Michael. Doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. And the Over 21 semifinalists that will be performing for you guys tonight are Alicia Aline, Amira Cordes, Crystal Hope, Jacqueline Stout, Jalisa Graves, Jalissa Mears, Kiara Hinkson, Kenya Joseph, Kimberly Allen, Laverne Smith, Lisa Hackett, Nicole Seeley, Shaquan Smith, Shanika George, and Zoe Armstrong. And those are up today, October 19th. And tomorrow, the teens have their day. We have Chelsea DePisa, Chelsea Ellis, Demario Foster, Jalia Thompson, Jasmine Walks, Joshua Osborne, Kadarius Aline, also known as King K, Kayla Aline, Kinaz Walker, also known as Bitbit, Kimani Devanish, also known as Mr. Showman, Kyrique Aline, Renisha Aline, Sabrina Pago, Tyrell Eiffel, and ZZ Cumberbatch, and they would all be competing to get in that final spot for a chance to win that scholarship to the community college to pursue music. And we just want to wish all of them on behalf of Beja Rhythm and Rhymes and Bim Got Talent and VOB 92.9 all the best as they go forward. So we're going to talk a bit more about this sing-off competition. So if you want to call in and ask some questions about the sing-off competition, if you've been to the BIM Got Talent sing-off competitions for the last 4 years, we want to hear from you. And also, if you've been to Cupid's Lounge last night, please call and let us know how you enjoyed it. Man, it's like you missed an amazing, amazing show. When I tell you Cupid and his team, where they had dancers, award-winning dancers, award-winning pieces, interpretations of pieces. Man, it was a show of shows. And let me tell you, people come out, look real nice in their lovely dresses, ball gowns, man. It was a spectacle. And I am so glad that we captured it, and we'll be sharing it on our socials very, very soon on Poetry Barbados, which is POETREE. Barbados. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to see just some of what you missed if you weren't there. If you were there, give us a call at 434-1790 and share with us your experience at the show. So Sluggy, do tell us a bit about what else is going to be happening on October 26th. You're going to have performing life, you're going to have the sing-off competition. But for those of us who are not vocally inclined, what can we do when we attend the event at Oystens next week, Saturday?
We have the Cut Shop, that's the sports bar, Bye Bye Delights, all doing their thing, dinner for four.
Wait, say that dinner. Slowly. Dinner that's for sports four. Bar. So I can come out and get dinner for four.
You could come over or pay somebody.
I get dinner for four persons. What do I have to do?
We can get the wrong numbers. You don't go do anything. You don't go pay the money. You don't go come up and embarrass yourself. You know, we can stand wrong numbers and give away the things that run. We got more than enough talent with the young people and the children and the DJs, the DJ mastermind who work on 93.3 and all the other young DJs. We got more than enough talent that we didn't need you to do anything to perform for us to get them, giving them very random Bye Bye Delights, food and oil stains, best tasting food and oil stains. Then give away about four foods from there. That's the sports bar, food is tasting, we're at the Cut Shop on Deacon's Main Road. Mm-hmm. And I sure, LaShawna, as you know, before we done any night, 236-3434, I can get lots more pretty quick. You got a top up, $350 top ups, any service provider you want. And then I hear people tell me them want to go and buy vouchers for supermarkets and come and give away as well. They're not telling me how much they're giving away yet. Again, let me know during the week, which mean it got enough. Because you know me, nobody can't tell me that. I'm going to give me a $50 voucher. You know it ain't right, right? Nobody can't tell me, but I'm telling you, the price is $50. No, I ain't on grip, so. But when it comes to you, if you want more, sign the best. No apologies at all. So they got so much prizes given away to people that are just coming and you go doing the backflips, jump through the hoops to win them. So salutes to everyone. October 26th, Oystens Beer Garden, 7 p.m., BIM Got Talent Sing Off Finale. That is my baby. That is my pride and joy. 7 p.m., October 26th. And salute to Team Talent. Tomorrow night, they got the privilege of judging Team Talent tomorrow night also. So I'll be there from early. So salutes to everyone. Come in, you want Barbara to come out to Team Talent for sure. And tonight, right now, Foundation Secondary School for this big karaoke competition.
Yeah.
This person representing all 30 constituencies.
Yeah.
All 30 constituencies. That is what's going on tonight. And it's going to be nothing but great. Looking out to see everyone. LaShawna, thank you a million. Job, make sure you check in so you won't get fired, and they can make sure you call back. We can have a chat for sure.
I've been seeing the videos online, you know, as they go around. I saw the last one in Oystens. I saw Tyra. Tyra was singing once again, and she was in fine voice. So yeah, I've seen Tyra Trotman. Yeah.
The big dog and the host was Shauna Garrett. Yeah, Tyra's talking and him, girl.
Yeah, so listen, I've seen that. And I've seen, not only do I think that this event that they're having with the karaoke competition is timely, but I also realize it brings out the jovialness in Barbadians, because not everyone can sing well, you know. Everyone is not like Sluggy that was trained with the police band, but some people can perform well. They sound horrible, Ollie. They sound horrible, but they have that charisma and that performance etiquette. And I think that this competition, you don't, a lot of the people, obviously, the people that you know and you think are going to end up being the winners are the people who are professional singers or thereabout. But I'd really love to see the performance of some of, I don't want to call them characters, but some of the persons that I've seen performing that don't sound so good, but they have that performance spectacle that I think is really interesting. You know, as a judge, what are you looking for tonight when you judge these persons? Are you looking for, you know, that performance element, down on one knee singing Brian McKnight, or what are you looking for?
Looking for you to and the judge is strong. We got the crowd. Really bring it to the crowd. We're looking to make sure you know your stuff. You know that coming in here. Second thing for granted because it's therapy. We're looking to hear and see that you know your stuff extremely well. That's another thing. Another thing I'm looking for is for you to give me some dynamics. You know, give me some parts where you're singing real sweet. Give me some parts where you're singing real low. Give me some parts where you're singing real soft. Give me some parts where you're taking your time and expressing yourself to the judge and all.
Man, you tell me that you want them to give dynamics, but you don't tell me if you want them to hold a belly when they're singing the song. You don't tell me if you want them to drop down from the ground. You don't tell me if you want to see splits and cartwheels. You don't tell me nothing yet. What you want to see?
For me, what you want to engage the crowd too, because, you know, art is subjective when it comes to good or bad. But one thing that is not subjective is good entertainers and performers, as you would know. So if you're entertaining probably like you said, and you are correct, if you sound still hold your belly and laugh, don't hold your head. Hold your belly and laugh. if you sound saying, I am down on bended knee, don't be standing up straight, be down on bended knee. So you are totally correct, LaShauna. You've got to look for that as well.
Yeah, and I find as a spoken word artist, I think the thing that many singers forget is diction and being able to enunciate your words clearly, because sometimes when you're going for that big riff or you're going for that big note, sometimes you forget the diction and the word becomes a bit, you know, hard for us to understand what it is that you're actually singing. And we're back here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. And Sluggy, last question before you run off to judge this very important competition. Are there any names that will be there tonight that Bajans may know that they should head up in their numbers to Foundation School to see this competition live and in action?
Top of the persons, you have a gentleman named Curtis Phillips. He was one Barbados boxing champion and represent Barbados all over the world in boxing. He's like a local. He's also the player of the singer. Me and Noah's Dorage, who was a big player, last year's winner, obviously you should know her, Farrah Bradley. She's in the finals as well.
Well, that lineup sounds like you have a lot of professionals in this lineup as well. But I do hope that, you know, those of you who are amateurs, don't get nervous when you hear that lineup. Go up and give of your best at the BLP karaoke competition. Is it still $2,500 up for grabs, Suggy?
Yes, sadly.
$2,500. $2,500 up for grabs if you are the winner tonight. $2,500 bills, Sir Grantley Adams. You can have 25 of those if you win tonight at Foundation School. You were saying, Sluggy?
I was saying, I hope next year it goes up for sure. I really, really hope that the kite will be up. I hope the prize money go up next year to at least a 5,000. The singer deserves it.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, growing pains. You have to see how the competition does before you decide to invest a lot into it. But I think so far, persons have come out pretty good so far. To sing one song, and you can win $2,500. That sounds pretty good to me. If I could sing, man, I would be singing a Brian McKnight, Ollie, and I would be down on bended knee. I would got a ring from Tropicana, and I would be doing the most in that performance to win $2,500, because I think that's a good incentive. You know, I maybe have...
Yeah, 15, 750, and 3.
You understand. So if I am a karaoke singer and I've been singing for some time and they told me $2,500, man, I would pull out all the stops tonight. If only I could sing here, Sluggy, you would have to judge me tonight. Yeah. I would add some performance, man.
It's true, girl. And bring out, you know you can add the theatrics too.
How you meaning, man? I would go on my suit and everything. For, you know, it's $2,500 in these harsh economic times for one song. Suggy, if you had to sing a song, what song you would sing, man? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Playing with Boat Wings.
Pardon?
Playing with Boat Wings.
That's a big song.
Yeah.
That's a big song.
That way the green tip.
Like me, know I probably would sing I Got a Feeling. That's the one song that you could talk. You could talk and be like, I got a feeling. You don't need no vocal training for that one. Lou, if you had to sing a song, what song would you sing?
Well, first we're going to let the audience know that Lou the Bajan has arrived.
Yes, Lou the Bajan. He is in the house. I saw him last night. He was there at Cupid's Lounge with us. But if you had to sing one song for $2,500, what song would you sing?
I don't usually do karaoke, so I feel like I get put on. I feel like I get put on spot. But the first song that came to my head was "Attention" by Park Charlie Puth.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. And I'm going to ask Ollie, Mr. Music himself, $2,500. One song, win it all. What would you sing?
LL Cool J, I Need Love. No singing, just talking.
Yeah. All right. And Sluggy, if you're still with us, do let us know again, where do people have to come? All right, so we lost him. We lost that connection. So we're going to talk about Cupid's Lounge. And I'm so glad that Lou the Bajan is here. So tell me, how was your experience at Cupid's Lounge last night?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I was doing the videography, so I got the bird's eye view. I was able to see the audience. I was able to see the performers, and we had some heavy hitting pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like cricket. Every over, you had at least 4 to 5 sixes.
Yeah.
And it was just like licking it out the part, and it's just like talent, and it's like lyricism, the word Smith, Yeah. It was a beautiful experience. Like, Barbados, for the people that wanted to come and chose not to, I here to tell you made the wrong decision. You can't miss the next one. Can't miss the next one. So, yes.
I think for me, one of my highlights of the night was watching Ashley perform my piece. Ooh. I think her interpretation of Society Likes to Police Women was such a beautiful thing, because it started... There was so much spectacle to it. And Ashley Sirie, if you're listening, big up yourself, because she started in the audience and she had her girls on stage. And then the spotlight came and she appeared out of nowhere. So no one could figure out what was happening, but you're hearing a police siren, you know, you're hearing the sirens go off. And then in what sort of saying society likes to police women. And I thought that having the depiction of the women on stage as well, where you had each woman was depicting a form of how people are policed, really added to the spectacle of it. But I must say what I enjoyed as well was Burnie Witch.
Yeah.
With the props, with the dancers. Danico and Salim, if you're listening, big up yourself, because they were amazing dancers throughout the entire night. And I thought that the choreography, which was done by Salim for that piece, was so beautiful. And I wish that I could just share it and show it with everybody and be like, hey, watch this. But y'all needed to be here. We have a caller on the line. Good evening. Well, welcome to Beijing really Rhythm and Rhymes.
Sorry. Thank you. Hi, good evening. Listen, how are you doing there?
I am doing so well. How are you doing?
God bless. Let me thank my mother, especially for being able to drop me and being able so kind to allow me to just, I just came from actually I was just there as Bubba Club coordinator for Wicked Barbados doing the DJ session. They were having a prayer walk.
Yes.
And I know that I walked in the Frank Collymer Hall last night.
You did.
I know it was my Sabbath, but I say that I had to rest in terms of the poetry of not only the poetry that was there, but in terms of the artistry of the most excellent show that I've ever been to in my entire life.
Yes.
In terms of poetry and in terms of being at Cupid's Lounge. Now, I saw you last night, LaShawn, and you said that I had to give a poem, and I wrote one this morning, about 4 o'clock this morning. I got up. Sluggy, how are you doing, my brother? Oh, thanks. All is well?
Yes, Sluggy's having some technical difficulties. So
sorry to hear that.
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry for that. But let me just say this piece quickly.
Yes, please.
Let me thank you for the show last night. And let me just say that God is good, and I really want to apologize to my mom, because I know that I was supposed to call in a lot earlier. And I was supposed to be on the show to give this poem. But let me give this poem now about Poetry Barbados. So this is Poetry Barbados, a DJ Club review.
Yeah.
Okay, now, let me get up here, up and running for you. Okay, thank you very much. It is written, but enough, write it down and run it up. Up and down and up. I want to reach, teach, and preach. Barbados feeling of teachers has nothing on this girl as a student when it is written. But beauty speaking of teaching and preaching with pleasing in this girl's growth of poetry, Barbados. She grows like the bottom of a snow globe, growing about 3 o'clock in a tree, growing exactly 3 times as poetry in motion, Barbados.
That's it?
No. I'm sorry. I was trying to let me just get to a location here, because I'm actually in the car trying to deliver this. Long. Mom, can you stop the car, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I can say something, Barbies, because I saw Cog.
I saw Cog
in the performance in the show last night. I don't want to say if it's one person that enjoyed itself, it was Cog.
The entire show. Like, from start to finish, we could hear and see him. And I want to say that energy came back from him to the artist, to the audience.
Yes.
Because
the
artist felt...
Don't be sorry, Cog.
The artist enjoyed having someone that was so vocal with their performances. And you saw they even did some extra pieces as well.
Yes.
So I felt, and all of the performers on behalf of all of us at Poetry, thank you so much for being so vocal and for letting us know that you enjoyed all 18 of the performances last night.
For real. Indeed. Big up to Poetry Barbados. Big up to Poetry Barbados every time. I'm looking forward to even greater and better things. I'm in a better location now. I hope you can hear me well, because I'm gonna just finish leveling the piece. This particular paragraph, LaShawna, is about you.
About me.
It says, yes, this great grandiloquent gleeful girl, LaShawna Griffith, is sweet, supple, sexy, smooth, like a likable, loving, voluptuous, volatile, indelible, delightful, delicious, delectable, and don't ask me, ask she. She will tell you that is little me. I will tell you, if she was still in school, and she still is, she needs some flogging. As Queenie Barbadiana Mosquito, ringing. But if I was a Rasta man, my lead will resurrect her just as a woman in menopause is buns in the oven, making her both a mother and grandmother at the same time. You like Marby? She is a friend, killing me, but as like poetry, like my poetry Barbados, has many more generations giving her back as iron, all because of poetry Barbados. But beauty, forward ever, backward never. You call me poetry, you call me poet, you call me poetry Barbados. I could never understand Sluggy Down plan when he put sheep on the ear as the co-host, complete repeat and unique pageant. Rhythm and rhyme with a voice of choice. You gotta be kidding me. You picked you at Cupid's Lounge. A palaver of a masterpiece of a last name, Cher Antoinette. Last name ever, host, first name greatest. Juan Cupid, whose accolades did eventually get him the biggest event and act set, a hopefully eventful mathematical showing of set. As thus poetry of the next year, and as thus the best poet of the year. You hear? Yes. You gotta be deaf, dumb, or dyslexic if you discount this poetry, Barbada. Truth are dear. Ashley Sturrier said complaints to you that she is the complaint solo sweetheart and the founder's piece, which comes over as the best thing since policing women sexual expression comes only by the effect. C-R-I-M-E. We have to be on all fours in between the mental record of a forensic scene picturing poetry Barbados. Ray is a mental health expert, as he deserves all of us to level up with no stigma, because it is okay not to be okay. When on the accolades, he multiple level up, because he aim for the moon, but instead he reach for the stars. Can you smell what I'm cooking, poetry Barbados? When you are cast with notes that are not to vote or die, or to cast the plays like Ayanna John, you sang more better and sharper than a man with a mask, because I abided fairly sporty in being really too good or bad. His song's dead in the show and love it back too, especially Guns N' Roses, bullets in the mood of poetry Barbados. Couple more. One cheer for Zoe Sunshine. She stood the whole show. Stand up for her like a mad dress, as she loves cheers, we're wanting us to cheer for ourselves. The virus going vital as the woman with the vocals of vitality goes viral on the beat 104. For sure, the drums protecting her heart and mind as the beautiful sea on her bodacious shore. And the island of poetry, Barbados. We all know who comes next. It is Nigga Snot. Don't know, not saying much, but bring the dot. Identifying that having his cake and eating it too. Being both in and outside the box. He is really a cat daddy, bred like a dog, but dog put you in the bone of contention. All the caddies love him for his part in poetry, Barbados. Speaking of ladies, who girl child cannot love beauty poet? The father king of a prince of a candy man cannibal. Who is the master like the solo palm, making us willing to be like a Dan of Barbados, representing poetry Barbados. I know that Shea Bat's better than Malachi Hope. I get that the man is a written award-winning poet. His pen is as blue and as black as Solomon's Bank book. I hope that he hopes that Neil Waite and the piece performed through prayer was as impactful as the prophet's piece of local and foreign poetry Barbados. Bring that donkey hair girl, Lashana, as man. That yellow hair is as dust bringing Peter Ram. My advice to the Queen Mother is, when you love me again, bring the whole of St. Philip, and I'll fill you up with trends and love and lights. If you ask DJ Cog, bring the fire, and they can bring the arm, and we can go arms of higher, like a screwdriver. And the final statement is, I don't have a car, but you are my drive. Summon me as man, merge with wise, and have a cast of poetry. Finally, DJ Cog has got poetry Barbados. Later, that's it. Ayo.
Oh, okay. That was... Woo, that he has some lyricism in there, boy.
Your feedback, guys, from Cog's review?
Well, I like the fact that he was able to remember all the names of the work that he would have heard last night. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it. It had some parts I was saying, but it was really good overall. I liked it. But yeah, that show it impacted everybody.
It did. I think for me, one of the highlights was the food. The food was delicious. I had some delicious food. Ollie, you miss it. Some delicious food.
Sounds good. Cog, you still there, Cog? Nice.
Yeah, I'm here, DJ Ollie. I'm here talking to you.
What I can tell you is I got to give you credit for your expansiveness. You know, that was a very long and interesting review. One point of note that I would tell you on air is, don't ever, even if it's a joke or a review, don't ever make a joke about deaf, dumb, or dyslexic people. You know,
yeah,
don't include that at all for the next one, my brother. Apart from that, it was very cool, man. For somebody who went and watched one show, for you to write so much, is impressive.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I'm always best. So, Sean, you know, I love you. Ollie, you know, I love you. Do the baby, you know, I love you. All love to you all, and may you all continue to level up. May you all continue to have all the healing and the therapy, and indeed the mental health and the health. Sorry for that dyslexic line, but you know we gotta support everybody who's dyslexic like me, and you just gotta love everybody who came to Port Super Arenas last night. We wanna thank everybody for coming out, and we want a bigger, better show again next year or in the next one. Let us all have a better piece for the pieces that will come. Let us bigger the artists, and let us promote a culture of heaven in Barbados, where Barbados is not only the heaven but the haven for poetry. Barbados. Thank you, Port Barbados.
Hold on, Cog. No, sorry. Man, not letting you get away that easy. What I want to see next year is you on stage, because obviously you've got some skills. This is now the first poem that you've put on air. So next time I go to a poetry event, I look forward to seeing you on stage, sir.
Blessings. I'm looking forward to that. That sounds very good. I'm a part of Wild Entertainment, so I'm now a part of Poetry Entertainment because of you, Ollie and LaShawna. Let me just say, it's going to be a pleasure working with you. I hope to give all of my service. I'm paid whatever I'm willing to give. You know, I'm very keen, and you know, I love this thing. So I really want that because of what Ollie said, that we can work together and we can work for greater things. Let me get to writing and let me increase my skills so that I can hone it to be what you want me to be, especially as a part of Poetry Barbados. Thank you very much.
Cog, have a great evening, sir.
Thanks. Same to you. All the best. Thanks, man. Bye-bye. God bless.
Yes, welcome back to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I'm your co-host, Luda Bajan, with LaShawna Griffith. And we are talking about Poetry Barbados, Cupid's Lounge.
Yes, please. And I think for me, one of the good things about having DJ Cog in his space is how he's able to recall everything that he witnessed. Yeah. And I think that that's really, really, really beautiful. But what was your highlight of last night? If you had to pick one thing, Lou, what was your highlight?
As I say, I really enjoyed the show. But if I have to say one thing, I would say it had to be There Was a Boy by Crow. Because as you know, in our group, and I have seen that performance so many times, but that was the first time he ever did like that. I want you to know, Boris, he came on stage with Barefoot, Bareback. His piece started with like the young boy, Barefoot, Bareback. Literally was on stage, Barefoot, Bareback. And he's like, it gave a raw connection with the piece, because it's not only are you hearing the story, you could see it, like he represented the story on stage. And it was like, if I have to give, I go, God, give my boy Crow that one. That was the best he ever performed that piece, and I look forward to seeing it in NIFCA.
I think I had two. I would say Burn the Witch by Stone with Cupid, but I absolutely love, and we gotta get this live on air one these days, Bread Like Dog by Nika's Not This, a piece that is lyricism personified. I love that piece. I was outside as the front of house manager yesterday, and when he did that piece, all of us, including security, started to repeat the lines. I bread like dog. And it's so relatable because so many people are broke.
Listen.
So many people are broke. And I think how he did it last night with the pockets, like literally outside the pants. Because he bread. Don't come telling he the Christmas greetings. Don't tell he the sentimentals. Don't tell him nothing, because he bread. And I think the audience connected with the piece on multiple levels.
Yes, yes, yes.
not only the break as in not having money, but the feeling of brokenness.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have and you don't have the resources, you feel broken.
Yes.
And I think that that is a masterclass piece. And I think one of these Saturdays, we're going to sit down with Niggas Knots and pick down this piece into how did he write this piece. But I think that that was masterful. And I also think because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, I think the piece Enough by Ashley Seria was powerful. At the end where her voice was breaking, I wanted to hug her because you could tell that that piece came from a personal place, as well as Suicide Bomber. Yeah. By Stone with Cupid. I felt that piece in my core. Like, you could tell that that piece came from a personal place. And I think all the artists gave of their all. And for some of them, it was their first time performing in Frank Collymore Hall.
Yeah.
First time, you know, under the big lights. And I think all of them rose to the challenge. And I just want to say thank you, all of you, for agreeing to be a part of Poetry Barbados, for being a part of our family, and for giving some amazing performances. Yep. Like, my heart is so happy to have been there, to have witnessed. And then to you, all of you who came out last night, who decided that you're not going to other events that were free of cost, but you came to ours. We appreciate you so much. And those of you who were glammed up, and you all look so nice in the space. You know, I saw so many people dressed up and looking nice. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming out. Because you do not have to, but you choose to. And we are so thankful. And we appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts for coming out.
Yes, yes. Also, I just want to say, for the people that missed it, there is photography and videography that eventually will come out on the poetry pages, so you can follow them. You'll definitely see. And you will definitely see how the people is dressed up. I was the person taking pictures, and the people were, like, trust me, the Sunday best was the best.
Yes. People, listen, the people took my advice about even the black thing. There were people with the black thing in the hair and stuff. You know, that black thing to keep the hairline crisp. You know, they looked so lovely in the space. And I also want to give a big special shout out to Nourish by Natalie Damas for the delicious ham cutters and fish cutters that we had, as well as Zaria Trotman from Whisk Away and Western Wholesale for sponsoring us those cran waters. We thank you. They were delicious. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because doing this show from the pockets of us, you know, means a lot to have sponsors come on board. And this time for Cupid Launch, we were proudly sponsored by the National Cultural Foundation.
Yes, yes.
So we want to say thank you to the NCF, which is under the leadership of Mrs. Carol Roberts Reefer. We want to thank you so much. And we also want to give a special thank you to Stone with Cupid for being the executive producer last night, and to working with all the artists to get over some of their fears, for being on the Frank Collymore Hall stage, and for executing a tremendous show. And we also want to say a big congratulations once again to you for your master's degree that you got today in Master of Arts in Creative Arts with distinction.
That's amazing. Like,
you know, 4.0 GPA plus working plus, you know, everything that he does is crazy. Okay. When you say it out loud,
like, you just said that and I just get a PTSD flashback for all the nights he would have had to go through for that. Because
all of the nights he had to go through, early mornings and then work and then planning events and still getting a 4.0 GPA. So Stone with Cupid, if you're listening, we just want to tell you a hearty congratulations.
Also, I think, I can't remember if we specifically mentioned them, but we had a guitarist and the other fellow on the show.
Yes.
That was
Shakiru. Mm-hmm. Shakiru Teddy was the cajonist. And we also had Zoe Sunshine, who was the harmonist on the show. And Zoe Sunshine, special mention to Zoe Sunshine. Her original song, The Garden of Me, we're working with her to get that produced so we can have it played. That song was so beautiful. And she looked so beautiful last night in her white dress, and the spotlight was on her, and she sang, you know, Beatrice would say she sing out, she bitter gall, she sing out, she bitter gall. Like, she sang so beautifully. And I'm wishing her all that good energy tonight as she competes in the over 21 semifinals of Richard Stout Teen Talent. I believe she's going to advance to the finals because Zoe can sing like no tomorrow. She is so talented, and I just want to thank her from the bottom of my heart for being a part of Poetry Barbados executive team, but also for being one of our beautiful instrument vocalists, sorry, on the Poetry Barbados team. And I love that song. And Zoe, if you're listening, you need to record that song so we can have it played. People need to hear it.
Yes. Oh, so much. For me, I just can't wait for the next one.
I can't wait for the next one either. It's you know, a lot goes into planning and executing a show. You have to think of the date, and you have to hope it doesn't clash. I think one of the things that happened last night as well that people missed it is that, you know, the political party that had their event last night would have impacted significantly, you know, on some of the persons who wanted to come. You know, they went to that, there were awards being given and so on. But next time, definitely, if we do have a show in November, we're going to be a bit more, each show we're strategic, but we're going to be looking at the date very closely.
Yeah,
For November, we do want to have an independent something, but we're just thinking it through a bit. But definitely there's going to be something coming soon.
For sure.
So do listen out for it. But if you want to see the recap, we already have a photo up showing the beautiful opening act of Ancestral Calling with Stone with Cupid, Salim Small, and Danny Cole Martindale. So you can look at that picture. It's a beautiful black and white photo that was captured by Lou the Bajan. So if you go on Poetry, you can see that. But definitely we're working on editing those clips and having those clips for you guys to see some of these amazing award-winning performances and the interpretations as well. So we had Neil Waith, who's award-winning theater practitioner. He interpreted Akin's piece Prayer Chant, and that piece sent chills the way, because Neil is a Rasta guy, right? And he's discussing this piece Prayer Chant that talks about having that internal warfare with Christianity and everything you're seeing happening. And the way he performed it, I had chills down my spine. And then to see how Ashley did Society Likes to Police Women, and then Negus Knox did Boys Will Be Boys, which was also written by Stone with Cupid. I felt as though I got the 8-year journey from start to end of his career. It was beautiful. And obviously the crowd favorite, you know, your boyfriend is a clown.
Yeah.
That piece needs to be recorded. Definitely. Yeah. So, you know, it was an amazing, amazing show that happened last night. And to wrap up, we're going to say, we want to tell you that the BIM Got Talent Sing-Off competition is happening on the 26th of October at Oysters Bay Garden. This free event will feature King K, who was a Spirit of the Nation Parish Talent winner, along with his mom, as well as Mr. Showman, the Soca champion in the Junior Monarch competition. So coming out on October 26, 2024. And this has been your edition of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. This is your girl, LaShawna Griffith.
And I'm Lou the Bajan. And Barbados, you have a great night.
Bye-bye.